Mini episode 839 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 839. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 3.7. Here are the top five developments coming out of the third season's sixth episode. Number five, Lydia is the latest returning veteran from Breaking Bad. Also, the Fring owned laundry, if we're counting non-human characters as well. Season three is really fleshing out the fabric of the Albuquerque underworld, as we've now seen the majority of prominent figures associated with Walt, Gus, and Mike on the future timeline. It would sure be great to get Skinny Pete, Badger, Hank, and Gomi in there this season as well. Number four, how will Mike's newest construction project play into his criminal moonlighting? Given how previous handyman jobs and playtimes with his granddaughter have tied into his lucrative side work, it seems certain that the idea initiated by his daughter-in-law will tie into something more lucrative and sinister. Number three, whatever Chuck's new plan is, he's on his own. For the first time ever, Jimmy refused to ride to his big brother's rescue when his former sister-in-law approached him. Howard paid Chuck a visit to try to talk him off the ledge, but his support at this point isn't going to be very tangible. No, Chuck's going to have to find his own will to live, and it apparently has to do with pushing through his quote-unquote disease and somehow incorporating his doctor into the plan. The end game, surely, is the comeuppance that he feels that Jimmy escaped by losing his law license for only a year. Much like when Chuck undermined Jimmy right under his nose in Season 1, and for the time leading up to then, Jimmy won't see it coming because he thinks that he's put all of Chuck's issues squarely behind him once and for all. Number 2. Nacho may become Gus's next tool against Hector, wittingly or unwittingly. As was the case with Tuco, one of the Salamancas has brought danger close to Nacho, in this case, Hector attempting to commandeer his father's legitimate business for drug smuggling. Nacho's willingness to conceal one of the pills that the old man dropped indicates that, on at least a subconscious level, he's considering trying to sideline Hector in some similar fashion. It's been long assumed that Gus had something to do with causing Hector's stroke, but given that they're both working for the cartel, it would have to be in a very delicate fashion. If Mike, who has worked for both, ends up serving as the glue that brings Nacho and Gus together, it would make for a very exciting plot. Number one, it's all good, man. We speculated last week that the mention of Saul Goodman in the preview for episode 3.6 was probably just a red herring, since the writers have been teasing us with the transformation since the beginning, but it was a lot of fun to be wrong about that. Granted, Jimmy's not close at this point to ditching his birth name for what is now an alter ego, but it's clear to see that, during his year without the law license, he's going to find out that Janis Joplin was right, at least in his case. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. He's already broken one precedent by refusing his brother in a time of need, and now we are finally, at long last, on the path to seeing his ultimate transformation. Right now, the smart money would have to say that he has practiced his last case as Jimmy McGill. Kim seems intrigued right now, but she's always been troubled by the outer edges of her boyfriend's id. This is going to be probably a frightening and frustrating journey for her, but an exhilarating one for the viewers. It's finally underway, and we can't wait to see what this means for the rest of the season and beyond. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.